بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh mentioned that if only we could hear the sound of the pens of the malaika, the angels, writing down our names when we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rewards that we are getting, we will die out of happiness and joy. If we are to hear the malaika, the pens of the malaika, writing down all our names as we are taking the name of Allah, we're making the dhikr of Allah, so much of reward a person is getting, idhakir is getting, and if you could just hear the angels going and just writing down our names, it will bring such joy and ecstasy to us that the person will die out of happiness and joy. Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness, Allah out of His mercy, Allah out of His compassion for us, Allah has given you and I the tawfiq of sitting for a few seconds, few minutes to take His Mubarak, His blessed name, His Ba-Barakat name. Throughout the Quran, when Allah talks about Dhikrullah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah says, and remember Allah in abundance, excessively. How often, what is our complaint? I don't have time to make dhikr. I don't have time for tilawat of the Quran. Mashayikh have mentioned, if a person wants to gauge, and he wants to see how much of love he has for Allah, then he must see how much of Quran Pak he's reading. How much of tilawat of the Quran he's making daily. From there he'll get some type of understanding, and he'll be able to gauge what type of love he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we complain, we don't have time, we don't have time. Anything in this dunya, when we attach importance, ahmiya to it, maybe some sporting activity, some holiday, some leisure, some pleasure, whatever it may be, some activity of this world, if we have some importance attached to it, we will make sure we make time for it. How many of us, of course, every one of us, daily, we have attached importance to the fact that we have to nourish our bodies, we have to eat food. So we will make some time for having our meals. If a person is involved in some sporting activity, he'll make sure that day, no, I've secluded for my sporting activity. So when we have some importance attached to anything, ahmiyat we give it, then we will find that we will make time for it. Similarly, if we make dhikrullah important in our lives, and we attach importance and ahmiya to it, then we will find time to make the dhikr of Allah. We will find time to make tilawat of the Quran. And not just make dhikrullah, we'll make dhikrullah in abundance. It'll be such that when we're driving also, we will start, our tongues will just become moist, and we'll just start making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we are walking also, we will make the dhikr of Allah. We will do some tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And the person now, when he begins to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately the azamat of Allah, the greatness of Allah comes into his heart. When this happens, then dunya and the glitter and the glamour of this world becomes hajj to him. Hajj in Urdu, Farsi, it means nothing to him. He does not become affected by the glitter and glamour of this world. Why? Because he's got his Allah in his heart now. So he's attached importance to dhikrullah. He's making time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's gaining the companionship of Allah. He's becoming the friend of Allah. He's becoming mindful of Allah. He's becoming conscious of his ibadat, of his dhikr, tilawat, his zakat, his sadaqah, his fasting. and his social dealings with people. Now he's conscious of Allah. Why? Because he has made place in his heart for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want anything in our life, then we have to remove the opposite of it. If a person has got bad qualities, he wants good qualities to come, it's to remove the bad qualities from his life. He wants to remove evil to make good come into his life. Like that, if a person wants to become a zakir, he wants zikr to come into his life, then he has to remove ghaflat from his life. He has to remove negligence, unmindfulness of Allah. Imagine a life, a person is doing whatever he wants to do from the time he wakes up in the morning, the entire day in his workplace, wherever he is, when he's with his family, with his children, and he goes to sleep, with total unmindfulness of Allah. Negligence of Allah. There is no Allah in his life. What type of life is that? May Allah protect us from such a life. But when a person starts bringing dhikr slowly, slowly, slowly into his heart, now he's more conscious, and now he's going to make islah of himself. He's going to make sure he does things correctly. And we see a zakir, a person who is a true zakir. He's making attempts, and he's making these endeavors to really become the friend of Allah. And he wants his tongue to be moist with the dhikr of Allah. His heart, his mind is now conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything he does, wherever he may be, whichever part of the day or the night, whichever place he may be, he will be mindful that my Allah is watching me. You know the famous incident of the mother and daughter in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's patrolling the streets at night, and then he takes rest against the wall of a house, and he's sitting, and suddenly he overhears a conversation between mother and daughter, and they were selling milk. There was no other menfolk at home, there was nobody to bring, support them. So they were just working with them by their own hands, and they used to take milk and sell milk, and this was the means of livelihood. And they had these bottles to fill of milk, and the mother tells the daughter that add some water to the contents of the milk that you have, we'll have more milk to sell then. And the daughter says, but oh my mother, don't you know what Amir al-Mu'mineen has commanded? She says, what has Amir al-Mu'mineen commanded? The mother knew what was the command of Amir al-Mu'mineen. She says that Amir al-Mu'mineen has prohibited this. This is cheating. This is deceiving the people. So the mother says, but where's Amir al-Mu'mineen? He's not here. The mother knew that Allah was watching. The mother knew the commands of Amir al-Mu'mineen, but not of that level of become a zakira. In other words, she didn't have this type of consciousness of Allah like her daughter had, because the daughter replied, oh my mother, if Amir al-Mu'mineen is not watching, where's the ilah, where's Allah then? Is he not watching? So she was a true zakira. She had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because she was connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Why was she connected to Allah? Because she made place in her heart for the dhikrullah. She removed ghaflat from her heart, negligence from her heart, unmindfulness from her heart. Now she became a true zakira. And this is what we need in our lives. Hardam Allah Allah kar. Every breath, we must remember Allah. Fill our hearts with the noor of dhikrullah. And then we will see in our lives the ma'iyyat of Allah, the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will guide us. Allah will reward us. Allah will bring light in our lives. Allah will remove the pain and suffering that we are having in the dunya, and especially in the qabr. The thing that will bring for us salvation in the qabr will be dhikrullah. In the akhirat also we see the barakat of dhikrullah. Why? Because once a person is making dhikrullah, dhikran kathira, is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, when this comes into his life, the consciousness of Allah comes into his life, then he'll be a true zakir and also a true shakir. He'll be grateful for the ni'mat Allah has bestowed upon him. And now he'll become a true muti' of Allah. He'll be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if any disobedience comes in his life, immediately the barakat of dhikr, taqwa, will make him immediately make tawbah istighfar. So this person now, all the time, he will be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She will be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make all of us to zakireen, shakireen. All that is required from us is to remove the ghaflat from our life and bring the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr, zakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. Dhikr is the conveyance, the means of the Dhaki, the one who seeks Allah, Allah, to reach the Madhkur, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, whose name we're taking? Allah. So we will reach Allah. Allah becomes our maqsad. Allah becomes our goal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, will give us more tawfiq of doing good amal. Then when the person is making dhikr, he'll feel different. He'll feel different. And even if he doesn't feel any kayfiyat, then too, he will still benefit from the dhikr that he's making. May Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى Oh my most beautiful Allah, my most gracious, merciful Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins, Ya Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. The darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Saghair, kabair, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Brighten our hearts, my Allah. Purify our hearts. Cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true zakirin, shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing amali salihah. Protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Evil habits that we have, evil character that we have, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of becoming good now, my Allah. Don't make us from the ashrar, my Allah. Make us from the akhyar, my Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of your dhikr, the sweetness of ibadat, my Allah. Sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Sweetness of tilawat of the Quran. Sweetness of making dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. So many close friends, my Allah. Some have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, others have got other problems, my Allah. Grant all of them shifa-e kamil, ajil, daim, mustaqir, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the pain that they're going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all these diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Let it come to us with ease, my Allah. Allah, don't make us muhtaj on your makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dahu the kuthul water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, all the marhumeen, give them Jannat with those, my Allah. Families and friends, my Allah. Whoever has passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the highest of stages in the Akhirat. Ya Allah, make it easy for the ones they have left behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many yateem in this world, my Allah. Allah, in different countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is bitter winter and cold, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no decent homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are just living in tents, my Allah, in the open field, my Allah. Ya Allah, some of them have died, masum children have passed away because of the cold, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can help, my Allah. Ya Allah, send your mercy upon them, my Allah. Remove the difficulties. Assist all those who are assisting them, my Allah. Allah, send your mercies upon all those who are assisting them, my Allah. Give us tawfiq also of assisting them, my Allah.
Ya Allah, whatever hajat and needs we have tonight, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, protect them from all type of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, protect us, protect them, ya Allah, if Dajjal has to emerge, my Allah. Protect us from all those trials and tribulations that are taking place right till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas. Answer all the jais, murad also, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin. Sabki dua qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.